Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
How exciting is this?
With Waitrose.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Up and at 'em, come on, things to do. Don't cheer, you'll just embarrass yourselves. We're not bored of it yet, so it's lovely. There's no stopping 'em, no stopping 'em.
The Graham Norton Radio Show.
Oh, there's nothing nicer, is there? Nothing nicer.
With Waitrose. Food to feel good about.
I mean, what's not to like?
Saturday and Sunday from 9:30.
Over on Virgin Radio.
Do you have TV shows and a brand new tour? You do rom, 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 you do rom, rom. Do you have a podcast and just huge allure? You do rom, 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 you do rom, rom. So please welcome with his hustle tour, heading for Reading tomorrow, everybody's favourite rom-com, it's Ramesh Ranganathan.
Best intro ever.
Amazing.
And also heading for Reading.
Amazing.
Vassos, were you feeling anxious about doing that before you went in?
A tiny bit. I thought you went in, it was great.
You committed to it, because if you'd have gone half-hearted, that would have been horrible. But actually, as it was, it's one of the best bits of radio I've heard in years.
When he goes all in, you know, he does go all in. I mean, clearly you haven't heard Vassos's amazing rendition of Word Up, which is
got to come to you live and direct.
Here we go.
No.
Ramesh, if you thought that was good, that, by the way, that was very good.
It was good. It was really good.
It was funny. It was lighthearted. It was on point.
And I thought you brought a lot to it visually as well, actually, because you were sort of kind of jaunty and you sort of moving to it. I really thought it delivered in a lot of ways.
What do you think about this?
Down pretty ladies around the world, got a real thing to show you sometime, all the boys and girls. Show your brother, your sister and your mother too. Brasco are about to go down and you know just what to do. Wave your hands in the air like you don't care. Blind by the people.
There's lots of it. I'll spare you the rest. And he was very pleased with himself because that was all off the top of his head. Because that's... Where did you used to sing that?
On the roof of my car.
On the roof,
on the
of,
roof
your
of your car?
You never told us that before.
On the roof of my
Volkswagen
Golf.
How come you're on the roof of your car?
I don't know, but I used to sing it on the roof
of my
car.
How was your roof of the car after that?
Not great.
Dented. Hold on, you did that regularly?
Yep, a couple of times. With my mate Alex.
Wow.
Is it time for
it? It feels like there's a lot to unpack there, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so you've always been into car cruelty, clearly. You and your mates.
Yes.
How many cars have you written off in the last 3 years?
Well, mostly Fiat 500s.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah, he has a thing. He has a thing against Fiat 500s. He buys them just so he can kill them. Anyway, Ramesh, it's clearly since you two got together on The Weakest Link, the bromance is just going from strength to strength. He's writing songs for you now, man.
Yeah, it's really sweet of you to do that. You know, not many people would make that level of effort, but I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Ram.
Thanks for having me on, man. I love coming on this
show.
Do
you?
Yeah,
all right.
I do.
And you're venturing off into the wonderful world of radio yourself soon.
Yes, yeah. Mid-April, I think I'd take
over the show.
Are you excited? I'm excited.
It's going to be
massive.
Sort of
nervous as well. Yeah, you're saying. Thank you.
No, you don't need to be. It's good that you're nervous because it means you care.
Yeah, I do.
It means you care. Okay, so that's going to happen in April. It's going to be huge. I've got big predictions for Ramesh Ranganathan. I'll write them down in an envelope, like a Yuri Geller kind of thing. But nobody have seen it before. I'm not saying that Yuri shows people things before or anything like that. By the way, I can spin bend.
Can you?
Yes, I can spin bend. I know the secret of spin bending.
Okay. Well, there's another trick.
Sorry. There are many tricks. Otherwise, those magicians would be struggling.
Everyone keeps doing this spoon bending thing. They need to come. No, I've seen this thing on TikTok recently where somebody puts a hand over a table.
Yes.
And they sort of, and then they pull it away, but the shadow of the hand stays there for a little while.
Right.
Like a second, and then.
So you've seen this on TikTok?
Yeah.
So you're busy then?
Well, I spent an hour and a half trying to find out how they did it. It became like my obsession for a good part of yesterday.
This is because you're on tour, isn't it?
I think it might be. You do sort of, you do find yourself deep diving into
weird
stuff.
Hurry up and wait. So you're on to talk about the tour. Let's talk about the tour. We'll talk about anything. Doesn't matter. You'd love it.
I'm happy
we
to
love
talk
the
about
way
anything.
You roll. You love the way we roll. We roll together. RomishRanganathan.co.uk. Currently on tour. Okay. What's funny? What has quietly sort of slipped off out of the set?
Well, I've kind of picked my first team. Although, to be honest with you, I keep changing it. Yeah. I keep changing the show. But at the moment, well, I tell you what's quite funny. I tell you what's quite funny. Yeah, there's about 2 minutes in it that I'm really enjoying.
Okay. If you don't want to buy tickets, don't go to RomishRanganathan.co.uk.
No, this bit I've been developing is my theory, my thoughts on marriage in principle.
Ooh, excellent.
And it's kind of, it keeps changing every day. But I keep trying to. This is the first tour where I've been, not the first tour, but I'm really trying to keep it live and it's sort of changing every day.
Excellent.
And then a bit that's, if you want to hear a bit, you know, I'm happy to talk about a bit that kind of I squeaked out of the first
tour. It's up to you.
Well, I had this bit about religion, which is quite difficult to sort of, but I was sort of talking about, you know, if you met Jesus now.
Yes.
Down the pub, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Would it be more difficult for him to convince you than it was back in the day? I was really in love with this routine.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it could come back as one of my greatest ever routines. However, I haven't found the way to unlock it.
So, the premise? Give us a bit more about the premise.
Well, the premise is that, you know, we haven't seen anything like that recently. You know, like, you know, the miracles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
None of that's come about.
We could
recently.
Do with a miracle.
Yeah. But the counter to that is special effects are a lot better.
Mm.
You know, you see amazing things on TikTok that look a lot better than the fish and the bread stuff.
Yeah.
How difficult is it now to sort of announce yourself, you know? You know what I mean? It's a tougher thing.
So the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
Good luck, Jesus, if you're thinking about coming back.
Exactly.
So the CGI, he would need JCGI, wouldn't he?
Yeah. It would have to be live events with no kind of... You know, and you'd have to really make sure that people are able to verify what they're saying.
Have you read the New Testament?
Not recently.
I started reading it last year.
Right.
It is fascinating.
Is it?
Yeah, I can't get on with the Old Testament yet. I don't know if it's like, don't you have to prepare to read James Ulysses? Don't you have to, you have to go into training, don't you, to read Ulysses?
Yeah.
You have to read other books to flex your brain to then get into Ulysses.
Right.
And the Iliad and all that. Yeah, I don't know. You know,
War and Peace is another one.
Infinite Jest is another one, right? Is
it? Infinite Jest by...
David Foster Wallace.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That book, I've got that book. That book's insane.
Yeah, you have to... I think it takes about, on average, 20, 25 attempts.
But there are no paragraphs. Well, there are a few... Paragraphs are like 7 pages long.
Yeah, yeah. It's heavy.
That's confronting, isn't it, visually?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's intimidating. I mean, I've abandoned a book just from font in the past.
No, the New Testament's great because Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, it is their testament or their testimony independently of similar experiences, including the feeding of the 5,000.
Right.
And so Matthew says there were 5,000. John says there were like 7,000. And they're not comparing notes. These are independent witness transcripts. And there's a great book that a lawyer in America has written as if the New Testament was a deposition for a legal case. And why? Because of the cross-references. It's probably true in places. It's interesting, isn't it?
Wow, that is interesting.
I think so.
I mean, I might try and fold that in. This could be the thing. This could be the thing.
It might not help.
It might make the route. This might be what makes the
so
routine.
So, why wasn't the Jesus routine landing? Do you think?
Well, sometimes you sort of like when you're doing work in progress.
Yeah.
You kind of 9 times out of 10, I would say, my initial idea. You know, now I'm experienced enough that if I think it's going to be a funny idea, it's a funny idea. It can be in the future. Do you know what I mean? It might not necessarily at inception.
How many gigs did it make? How many nights did it make?
A lot. It just some bits you think of, and after 3 times you think, I'm not going to say that again, but I'm in love with this bit. I'm going to make it work.
Oh, is he still in?
No. Wait. I took it out for the show, but it might appear later on in the tour.
All right, okay.
I'm still working on it. Right. Like, so I'm still sort of...
I like it, don't you?
I'm still sort of gigging outside of the tour.
I like Jesus coming back.
Yeah? You like it?
Pub, bar.
Yeah.
Football match.
Yeah. I should have kept my powder dry, really. But anyway, the point is, you might see it later on in the tour.
Can't wait.
If you come to Reading, you won't see it.
Heading for Reading. Is that tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Heading for Reading on Thursday evening. Super cool.
Yeah.
So what's gone well? What has been your friend on the tour? What are you holding tighter?
The stuff about marriage in principle, the stuff about... one of the things that I tried to do on this tour...
Mm.
is that on previous tour, well, I'm trying to be honest on stage. That's right. Always my aim, is to be honest on stage. And I've thought that each tour I've got closer and closer to that. And then I thought to myself, I don't want to take a comedic angle for the sake of being funny. So what is the truth, and can I find the funny in that? And actually, it's made the writing process slightly trickier. But I do this bit about how much I love my wife a lot. I've done this bit, and I thought that's a difficult angle, you know, because sort of moaning about your wife, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I do a bit of that. But like the starting point being that you absolutely love your wife.
Yes.
And you would is
I love my wife. Full stop.
Yeah, it's a tricky one to find.
Yeah, where'd you go after that?
Yeah, but I've managed.
So, without giving too much away, what kind of flavours are in
there? Well, the truth is, it sort of very much revolves around me being incredibly grateful that she's sticking around. You know, I mean, that's kind of
see, that's funny anyway.
That's kind of where that goes. Do you know what I mean? So that's I'm really enjoying. I mean, I'm enjoying it partly because it's brand new, but I'm trying to figure. I'm sort of changing it every day, but I'm loving it, man. I mean, okay. It's my favourite thing to do.
We were talking about marriage yesterday, day before, and there was a big piece in the Times yesterday on how to have an argument with your partner if you're married. It was how to have a marital row. It said,
yes,
didn't it
was,
on the front page.
Yeah.
And
it was really good.
You dived a bit deep into that for
Hang
reasons.
A minute. I've got it over here.
Okay, oh, look at him. It. He's not lost it, has he? Never leaves you, does he, Vass?
So sprightly, this guy.
That's probably 7.5 minute, a mile pace there.
Here we go. Here we go, look, because
This is what not to do, come April, Radio 2, 10 till 1, Saturday morning. Don't do
bits.
Any of what just happened. All right? Otherwise, the emergency tape will kick in.
Yeah.
They'll be going,
we were quiet for
where's
a while.
Claudia when you need her? Graham before that. Go on.
So this is two therapists who've seen 3,000 couples between them. They've been married 36 years.
Yes.
They say conflict can start anywhere. Pets leaving the cap off the toothpaste, inattention to garbage, that sort of stuff. In one case study, one of their couples, a well-educated young couple, started Googling divorce lawyers when the dog pooped under a desk and neither of them wanted to clear it up. They didn't know how to, they say, engage in constructive conflict. So that's the thing. First, you identify whether your issue is solvable or perpetual. Perpetual disagreements are the place where the rug bunches up. And so, of course, we keep tripping over that part of the rug. We all have them. Fighting, you should not be an avoider or volatile, but a validator. Listen carefully to what your partner has to say.
Give your partner a good listening to.
Say that makes sense. Yeah. Say the words, that makes sense. That's good. Don't broaden arguments out by dragging
in. We haven't got time for the whole article, Vass.
No, sorry,
two more things. Okay, go on.
Try not to say you always do this. And this is yeah. You always do this or you never do that. That's bad.
Yeah, that's not going to go down well.
The
yeah.
golden rule is, always talk to your partner like they're someone you actually love.
Well, I mean, it's slightly sad that that has to be outlined, isn't it?
Yeah. But truly,
this is a good article.
Here's a little tip for you. Talk to them like they're a human, yeah?
Show
them some basic respect.
But when you row, you sometimes forget that, don't you?
Yeah, that's true. What did you think of Chris's argument management there where he said, we haven't got time for the whole article?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Well, it was quite direct. It was direct, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's true, because Ramesh, you know, he's only here for like another 10 minutes. And that's 6,000 words.
I'm very avoidant, though. I think that's one of my issues. If I know there's a...
something brewing.
Yeah, I kind of tend to duck around. I duck around it. I don't really want to tackle it head on. It's incredibly... I would say it's, of my character flaws, the most frustrating one.
Well, you save it for the stage. You think this is good material.
Yeah.
Because we say stuff on this show, don't we? Not so much Rachel, but Vassas and I say stuff on this show about our domestic situation that we would never say when we're in that situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm much more honest on stage than I am off. But I'm slightly getting nervous. You know when you try and figure out stuff and you try and work out your issues, I start to get nervous that I become completely issue-free and then it's just like a silent comedy show and I don't know. You know, I've got to have some sort of grist for the mill. You know what I mean?
It's all content.
As far as Edge is concerned, right... Which has been your edgiest tour so far, when you were punk, Devil May Care, not so much courageous but fearless, wisely or unwisely, it doesn't sort of matter. And where are you now on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say probably, I mean, I think of it as routines more than anything else, but there are a couple of routines in my Irrational tour a few years ago where I was sort of like 7 or 8.
Ooh.
And then now, I don't know, like a 6 or... I mean, I've not changed how edgy I am or how much I go to the edge. It's just what you feel like talking about at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Mark from Bishop Stoffers. This is good. Please, can you let Romesh know that we turned up for his South End gig a year early? After surprising the family with tickets and driving them an hour to the theatre, I thought it was a bit quiet when we parked up. We were then told by the staff the gig is in March 2024, not March 2023.
Yeah. That happens. That's happened a few times.
This is because you put the tickets on sale so far in advance.
Yeah, you put the tickets on sale before the tour has been written. You know, like, so you do feel like a bit of a snake oil salesman. I mean, you're sort of, you've put this thing on sale and you
Who
don't...
Who started that?
Well, I don't...
I think it was John Bishop.
I think it might have been,
I think
yeah.
it was John Bishop.
Yeah.
Because he sold, like, so many tickets for all his gigs. And they were saying, you know, you're selling so many tickets, we have so many dates, we've got to book these theatres so far in advance now, these arenas so far in advance, you need to announce your tour 18 months. And it, I think he was the first person to sell out a tour that he hadn't even thought about writing.
Yeah, yeah. It does put more pressure. Actually, what it does, it has the effect of you not getting as excited about the sales. Because when they go, this is sold out... You go, what's sold out, guys? Yeah, this is like, the thing doesn't exist. You know, I've got to create this thing that we've sold out of.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's quite frightening.
Oh, my gosh. Neil says, hi, Chris. We saw Romesh in Yeovil a couple of weeks ago. How was Yeovil for you before I tell you how Yeovil was for
me? It was fun. It was fun.
Okay.
It's a work in progress, but
he says he was amazing, uppercase. So, so funny. Anyone with tickets to see Romesh is in for a great night.
Wow.
Whoa, come on.
Come on.
Job done. RomeshRunganathan.co.uk. Get tickets while you still can. They might have to build new arenas just to house the people that want to go and see him. That's an amazing review.
That was incredible. Thank you. So that's great. That was worth the trip alone.
So people are going along. They pay their money. They turn up a year early in some cases to come and see you, and they're ready for a right laugh. They are ready to laugh.
Yeah.
You're doing not every night, but a lot of nights, similar, same material sometimes. You still have a laugh.
Yes, yeah.
I genuinely think, have a proper laugh.
Yeah, I think if you enjoy it adds to their
enjoyment.
Yeah, of course
it does. And they know, don't they?
I think so.
People
I mean,
know.
They don't. You know, when you do a gig that you're not enjoying for whatever reason,
yes.
and then you do a gig that you are enjoying,
yes.
the audience will enjoy that. You know, when you're enjoying it, they enjoy it. They don't know why.
Yes.
It's just like this intangible thing. But if the performance... And also the other thing is, you want to feel like that person knows what they're doing. When you go and watch comedy and you feel comfortable...
Yeah.
It just becomes, everything becomes easier.
That's the thing about comedians. Like when you get some comedians that are so precise, I mean, you're all precise, some more veiled than others. But when you get your sort of, your staccato, your naked, your Jimmy Carrs,
yeah.
you know, with those clipped setups and punchlines, the preciseness, the precision, the sort of, you know, this sort of American sniper version of being a comedian, there is nowhere to hide, is there?
No.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you do it. Sometimes I don't know why you do it. But I get it completely.
Yeah, it's incredibly addicting. I think the possibility of failure and it going terribly wrong is what sort of makes it so addicting. I feel like it really feels great when it's going really, really well. But the possibility that at any moment it could go wrong is quite exciting.
So many other things to talk to you about. This has just come in now. You may have heard the door go there whilst you were responding to the latest part of our conversation. Romesh Ranganathan, 3,000-1 to be the next Bond. Actual bet.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Well, somebody mentioned it to me, yeah. 3,000-1.
Bond after Daniel Craig, 3,000-1. I mean, speak to that if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, sure. What I would say is I don't want to give anything away, but lump on. No, I'm joking.
If you put 10p on, you get £300
yeah.
pounds and
well,
10p
Well, don't
back.
Do that. Don't do that, guys. Don't do that.
Well, why not? It's not 10,000-1. It's 3,000. You could. The odds could be longer.
Yeah, they could be longer. Yeah, but
so I suggest there might be there might be some scintilla of a chance that it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you know, I'm not going to put money on a scintilla.
Well, Leicester were 5,000-1 to win the Premier
that's
League,
true.
And they won.
Yeah, that's true. But they were
you're shorter odds than Leicester in their winning year.
But they were actually in the Premier League. I'm not in the Bond League.
No, but you have acted.
I have acted
in movies.
Yeah.
How many movies have you been in now?
Two or three.
Not remember his own
no, I can't,
two.
I can't.
It's a definite two or a three.
Because it was this German one that I did that I didn't know whether to count
there's
on.
A German one? You did lose it. A, there's a German one. B, didn't know whether to count or not. Why, don't German movies count?
No, they do count, but... they do count.
Eins, zwei, drei! Ja, drei!
I was in this film called...
Alles klar! Yeah. Wie geht's?
I was in a film called Age of Cannibals years ago.
Right.
And this guy, I basically had an audition over Skype.
Was this when you were still a teacher?
No, I just left teaching. I've been doing comedy a little bit.
All right.
And there's this guy in Düsseldorf, this director, and he said, they said they wanted to audition you over Skype.
Right.
And so he got me, just doing the chat, and he said to me, can you do an Indian accent? So I did an Indian
can
accent.
Can you do a German accent?
Yeah. He said, I can't do it. So why are you talking there? It doesn't sound like me. And then
sounds
he
like
said,
somebody from I don't know where.
Then he said, this is called Come to Düsseldorf. So I just flew out to Düsseldorf and did this one scene where I was playing this Indian businessman.
Mm.
And I was sort of talking to the two stars of the show. It's all about the horrible nature of business. And in order to show my power, I had to slap this servant boy.
Oh.
It was in the city. I'd never done anything like that before. I mean, you know, slaps had happened in the past. But, I had to slap this servant boy. And there's loads of different angles. And I slapped him quite a few times because there's quite a few takes.
Yeah.
And then somebody came over and spoke to me and said, the last seven takes, you're not on camera. You're just slapping this.
Oh.
You're slapping this guy needlessly. But I've never watched the film.
Right. Well, you made the cut.
I assume, somebody watched it and then told me that I was in it.
So the other two movies you've been in?
Yeah.
Cinderella?
Yes.
You were great in Cinderella.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thanks.
you don't seem convinced.
I was good in it, yeah.
What's the other one?
I don't think there is another one.
You said there were three.
Yeah, I thought there were three.
You said there were two, unless you count the German one.
Yeah.
We've counted the German one now.
No, I think there's
only... No, you said we're back to two.
I think there's only two.
You can't... You're a clever guy. You can't... So originally, your answer would have been one unless you count the German one. Now we're two, three, now we're back to two again.
Yeah, well, if we count the German one, it's two.
Tom Davies is doing very well.
Oh, no, hold on. I was in...
You can't forget movies.
I was in...
This is why you're too busy. We were talking about your time management before.
The one with Drew Barrymore in it.
Drew Barrymore?
Forgotten you... I can't remember the name of it. But can I tell you what happened, though?
Film with Drew Barrymore.
No, but can I just... I wasn't in a film with... What happened was I did film... Tony Collette was in it as well.
Do you actually have a tour? Are you actually on top? This whole Radio 2 thing, you're making it up?
No, it's real.
Is it Radio 1 or 2? Well, it depends. Radio 3. Yeah. Then you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, but I sort of got cut out of it. I was in the... I was playing this auctioneer.
Right.
I was comparing this
thing. What were you auctioning? Charity auction.
Charity auction.
Nice.
And they said just riff and stuff like that. So I did a lot of riffing. Loads of riffing, and I was assured it was really good, but I think that I ended up being sort of
have you seen Wonka?
An essay. I have seen Wonka.
How good is Tom in it?
Well, I went to watch it with Tom at the premiere.
You did not?
I did.
This is a great story.
Yeah, so I sat next... So, obviously, Tom's one of my very best friends. So, I'd known for a while that he was doing the film, and then he said, I'd really love you to come with me to watch Wonka.
Yes.
So I was 100%. The experience... there's so many things great about that experience, right? Is going with seeing your mate be part of this cast and this huge thing.
Yeah.
I just felt incredible to watch.
Yes.
And then to sit there, and obviously, to be honest with you, there's a bit of nerves because you think, if this isn't good, I've got to, you're worried about what your reaction is going to be.
Mm.
The film was great. He's unbelievable in it.
Yeah.
I just felt full of goodness and love, and it was great, man. It was really, really fun. Oh my god, I was in Chicken Run. I've just seen that.
You've been in all the movies. If you'd like to WhatsApp us, +44 333 000 000, if you know a movie that Ramesh hasn't been in, because clearly he's been in all the movies.
Oh my god, I just forgot I'm in Chicken Run 2.
Miss You Already, Drew
that's
and Tony.
That's the one, yeah. That's the one. And then Chicken Run 2, but I'm not really in it. I mean, my voice
you
is
are.
In it. My voice is in it.
Nobody's really in it.
No, that's true.
It's an animation.
That's
it's
true.
It's animation.
Who's in Chicken Run 2? Nobody, actually.
Yeah.
Nobody's in it.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Davies is so good. He came in here the week before it was due to be released. He hadn't seen it yet, and he didn't know how much he was going to be in it. And he's so humble, isn't he, about things.
Yeah.
Generally, he's very humble.
He really is,
super confident, super genuine, super sincere. You want him on your side. I feel so safe when he's around.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's great, man.
For so
he's
many different reasons. And because he's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
He's a man of few words. I mean, clearly, he goes on touring, but he's a man of... few words.
Yeah.
You sense what he's thinking and feeling more than he might let on.
He's a very humble dude.
Yeah, and he didn't know how much he was going to be in this film. He's in it loads.
Yeah.
Isn't he? Up there with all the Oscar winners and...
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It was really funny. It was an amazing thing. I expected a bit of professional jealousy, but it didn't happen. I was delighted. You know, it felt like progression for me.
We are out of and over time. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having... Listen, I love coming on the show. Thank you so much. Well, oh, can I just say, Vassos, your Port Vale thing, before I go...
Yes, please.
Your fact was Port Vale is the only football club... Not named after a place. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, Arsenal Tube Station was Gillespie Road, and they changed it to be named after Arsenal. Mm-hmm. But Arsenal Football Club is named after Woolwich Arsenal, which is a place.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Thank you. So I'm right.
Your fact holds up.
Thank you very much.
What I would say is you undermined it by folding so quickly. But your fact does hold up. Congratulations.
Woolwich Arsenal is definitely a place.
Well, Woolwich is a place.
It's not an area.
Look at
him! It's a place.
Talking
so,
about
it?
Him folding.
No, but listen. If there was a football club called Romish's House FC, right? That my house is still a place. Do you know what I mean? Woolwich Arsenal was a. You know, it was named after.
Woolwich is a place. Woolwich Arsenal is the Royal Artillery, the arsenal that was with all the guns and all the cannons.
But that's a place, isn't it?
That's why they have the cannon on the thing.
Yeah,
isn't
it is. Yeah.
Are you a gooner?
I am, yeah. I heard you. Your disparaging remarks.
Look, I'm only joining in the fun because it's that time of year again.
Well, listen, I think that this whole thing about... I actually agree with you. I think it's...
Remind me of what you agree with me on.
Well, you said... This thing of Arsenal winning last night and raising hopes.
Yeah.
And it's Klopp's last year at Liverpool. Yeah. And, you know, it feels like, you know, it's in the writing's on the wall or whatever. But I am one of these Arsenal fans that never believes that we're going to win the league. And often I'm proved right. But what I mean is...
That's how you're a happy Arsenal.
I think being in the race is, like, great, man. And, like, you know, this whole thing of, like, we've got to win the league. I know Arsenal fans don't say that, but whenever you say you've got to win... Every team is trying to win the league. It's, like, amazing to be in the running. And, like, even, like, when we were looking like we were going to get it and we didn't in the end, being involved in that excitement of that, that's what it's about.
I don't know about the stats. Have you come second most in the Premiership?
I don't know, but I don't...
Oh, come on, you must know that.
No, I
it's
don't
good
know.
It's a good stat, though,
isn't it? Yeah, it is a good stat.
Are you becoming the David Duval of the Premiership?
That's not a tagline, I think, the club wants.
Do you know David Duval?
I know of David Duval.
David Duval happened to be the best golfer in the world for 20 years, except for Tiger Woods.
Oh, wow.
And so he came second so many times.
How do you think he feels about Tiger Woods?
I don't know. 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. It was a mad question.
Actually, they get on quite well, and David Duval did finally win a major, which everyone was thrilled for him.
Oh, well,
if it wasn't him, it was Ernie Els coming second to Tiger Woods. But
it was anyone else. Yeah. It was Ernie Els.
Yeah.
All right, got it. Thank you, Ramesh.
Thank you.
You're the best, Ramesh.
You're the best.
Good luck in the world of the wireless. You know, being the main man behind the microphone, I can only suspect great things.
Thank you.
I really
Thank
mean
you very
it.
Much. Thanks, man.
I really mean it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
It won't be like this forever, so just enjoy it while it's here. It's a really wonderful thing.
And James Bay.
It's about me. It's about my relationship with Lucy. It sums up so much of what went into writing this whole album. We're all works in progress. I still don't necessarily know who I am.
And Depeche Mode's Dave Gahan remembering the late, great Andy Fletcher.
future.
I'll be honest with you, the first thought that came in my head was, I wish I'd been a bit kinder.
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/virginradiouk.
Well, he's looking good from the back. How's he going to sound from the front? Vassos, over to you.
Our next guest makes you laugh in your cinema and sitting room, and now he wants you to do something funny for money once again. A very special Red Nose Day launches today. So please welcome the Comic Relief co-founder and comedy all-rounder in a very nice shirt is Richard Curtis.
Yeah! How are you, Richard?
I'm disappointed by the shirt is rhyme, yeah, but
so
apart from that, I'm in very high,
do you know why?
Red Nose spirits.
He shot his belt with Ramesh Ranganathan. All right, imagine Richard is Ramesh. Give him the Ramesh intro again. Go on, listen to this.
Okay. Ramesh's intro was, do you have TV shows and I can't remember
brand new
it.
Tour.
A brand new tour.
You do rom, rom, rom. You do rom, rom. And then the second
nice.
Verse, third verse, punchline. Very funny. Obviously left nothing in the tank for you.
I thought, very nice shirt is Richard Curtis. Yeah, it was just a bit silly and funny.
He's barely got a shirt on.
I just saw Ramesh outside and we were talking about his tour and I said, you know, it is difficult for you because most comedians, I think, peak at 25. And he said he hadn't even taken up comedy till he was 31. Tragic.
Well, hopefully that might work then.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's actually peaking
now.
Oh,
there you go. A cup of tea.
Thank you.
Cup of tea for the main man.
There we go.
So it's Comic Relief launch day.
Yes.
Now you brought... Is it swag or merch?
I think it's swag and merch.
Well, look, it's swag if you've nicked it.
Oh, OK. Definitely merch then.
Okay,
definitely
right.
merch.
You can't steal it because it's yours. This is nice stuff.
Oh, I know. It's all these brilliant. We can get them at TK Maxx. I bought them. I don't know what size your children are, but these are all for you and your team.
Well, we'll just make them wear them regardless.
They're Aardman characters. Look, there's Wallace, there's Gromit, there's various chickens.
They're very beautiful. Can I just say...
They're very sweet.
Because we do lots of merch for Carfest, and I've been through 21 Carfest festivals of merch.
Yeah.
And these feel... It's all about the T-shirt material. It's,
yeah,
it's whether they're cool, and you want that kind of American kind of feel to a t-shirt, and that's because of where they get their cotton from and how they farm and harvest their cotton. It's
exactly
all soft.
No, and all of these are beautifully sourced because we're trying to take care of people.
Oh, really?
All the way around
so
the world.
That's part of the deal, is it?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Look,
that's for
that.
You, a great big blue jumper.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I'm
look at that
right now.
You look so like Wallace now, as you're getting older. Look, and they've all got red noses on.
See, I'm happy.
Oh,
I'm happy.
God alive. I'm worried about now is that everybody's going to stop listening to your show, go straight to TK Maxx, not hear what I'm saying for
who
the rest
cares?
Of the time.
Well, job half done.
Yeah.
Well begun
okay.
is half done.
Okay.
Very
right.
well begun is almost completely done. I mean, we can have a chat about... Apparently, you're freshly, newly married.
Newly married, yeah. I know. It's quite nice.
How long were you courting for?
Courting for 31 years.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, just to be absolutely
I know you don't
certain.
Want to dive into this too much, but just from a psychological point of view, what makes somebody, why not, of course, but why after 31 years?
Well, do you know, I'm in a period of transition.
Okay, go on.
Just moved from Notting Hill to Hampstead. Children all left
hill.
Home.
Yes.
Thought, you know, there's a possibility that I'm just going to dwindle downhill. Thought right. if I got married, we'd charge into new, upper, higher slopes of pleasure.
Yeah, the irony of that conversation is that Hampstead is higher up than Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Because there isn't really a hill in Notting Hill. I mean, you know, because you've
I mean,
made
there
me...
is when you're as old as me.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a hill everywhere.
Everything's a hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, the terror of the staircase, but...
Yeah. You know why it's called Notting Hill? Maybe there was a hill there once upon a time. Because Primrose Hill, that all comes from the lake in Regent's Park, doesn't it?
Yeah, something like
That's
that.
That's the excavated earth.
Yeah. I shot on Primrose Hill in my first film.
Oh, come on. Tell us about this.
No, I'm just saying.
Which film?
Every bit of London now, when I travel round it,
for weddings?
It's kind of like just walking through a big set
right.
for my movies. I get slightly traumatised everywhere I go because I think, oh, no, that was that dreadful
filming
day.
Come a bit closer to the mic.
That was that dreadful filming
day. I wonder how responsible you have been for the uptick in UK tourism because of your movies. I bet it goes some.
Tiny bit, but then they're always disappointed because...
Because there's no hill in
nobody looks like Hugh Grant as you wander around England. Not even Hugh Grant.
Not
who
anymore.
Looks increasingly like, you know, Sir Ian McKellen on a bad day.
Yes. You're coming in hot today. There's no wood in St John's Wood. Apparently, many disappointed tourists arrive in St John's Wood and other places like that. There's no bridge at Knightsbridge. There used to be.
Is there a Swiss cottage? I can't remember if there is or isn't a Swiss cottage.
I think so. Why would there be? Maybe it's just...
I think it might have been. I think there might be one. There might be.
Well, hang on a minute. You're wandering off into Arsenal territory
this
again.
This has got so little to do with Comic Relief.
Don't worry, we'll get back there.
On brief.
All right, Comic Relief. Let's get back to Comic Relief. Yeah. Okay, so Comic Relief. This year, we have a question for you.
Yeah.
From Carfest.
Oh, yeah.
Are we giving you the Aston Martin press car from Die Another Day, the Vanquish, or the 1984 vintage Airstream?
Yeah.
Which are we gifting you?
Well, have you been asking your listeners?
No, viewers as well, because we put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I was thinking out there, and I was thinking, well, you can actually live in the Airstream.
Yeah.
Die in the Aston Martin. I thought that's your choice.
Have you seen
Die them? Another Day?
Do you want to see them?
Have you got pictures?
Yeah, we got the video here. Here we go.
I mean,
here we go.
Chris.
Here we go. Which of these would you rather win?
Yes.
This amazing Aston Martin V12 Vanquish.
God, that's beautiful. Yep. Look at it.
Hang on, though.
Aggressive silver. Oh. Oh, oh. Seven. That is fantastic.
Or...
Oh, bloody hell.
check out the inside of the camper.
Oh, my God. That's bigger than your studio.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the answer's both, Chris.
Yeah, well, to be honest...
obviously the answer's both.
It's a win-win because...
Did you know that your cars so far have made us £1.6 million on Comic Relief?
That's okay.
And, I mean, I was just hearing this fact the other day, was it, that if you give £5... we can get 50 meals for people who are hungry around the UK.
So do the maths there.
So do the maths there, and that means 16 million meals from that. So, I mean, in amongst the merriment, enormous gratitude.
So we've got to get the right one. We've got to get the right
one.
It's a win-win because whichever one you don't choose, we're going to give to Children Need in November.
Okay, that's fab.
And also Peter, who does both the shows...
Yes.
He's down. I said to him, well, you choose. He said, I ain't choosing. He said, no way. Which would you choose, though? Which would you actually go for?
I mean, I'd definitely go for the Soda Stream. I'd definitely go for that one, only because I'm scared of fast cars. And,
which would you go for, Rachel?
Because I've worked...
I think I would have gone for the Airstream.
Yep.
But actually, I love the sound of the Aston Martin's engine.
Yeah. Okay. Vassos, we know where you sit.
Yeah, I'm Aston Martin.
He's Aston Martin.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, it's a very, very exciting
choice.
Do
we know what they're saying on Instagram yet? Have we got... I mean, they're all posting things in the comments. What else is going on? What happens from today?
So what happens from today is that, one, you can get your red noses.
Yeah.
And I've got some red noses here, by the way.
Now, they change
year
on year.
Let's just give you a random red nose. Let's just see what that is, for instance, because there are five designs.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Like you didn't know.
Oh, what? Oh.
It's the golden nose.
It's the golden nose. There are golden ones.
How do you put them on? I don't know.
Yeah, you just... There we go.
Okay,
it's on.
Go.
Honestly, you look like a Greek god. Here are the other ones.
Yes.
Look, they're very pretty.
Oh, wow.
So that. Go online.
Blue nose.
Go to Amazon. There's a blue nose.
Have you ever done a brown nose?
Very sweet thing. My whole life. There's a very sweet thing
where
there's a QR code, and when you go on that, there are lots of jokes online.
Nice.
So they're interactive. They're very pretty.
So
they're
this is
full
like
of laughter.
This is a sort of family box of four, isn't it?
Family box of four. So there's the noses, buy them. There's those T-shirts we gave you, buy them. They're great. But I mean, I suppose the big thing today is for people to start thinking whether they can think of something
to raise money.
To raise money,
okay.
Exactly. You know, to try and do a sponsor.
Yeah.
There's a lot of enthusiasm in the office that you should do a sponsored silence on the show. You should just be here, but not actually. Just stop talking for 3 hours and just see how popular that will be with your audience. Go through the roof.
That's the problem.
You guys can do all the talking.
Yeah, 3.5
but,
hours.
But, you know, do something runny for money, get sponsored to that. I mean, every parent, I do think, going to school and say, what's the school doing for Red Nose Day? Because most of the comedians in the UK say they became comedians because they were allowed to fool around on Red Nose Day. So, as it were, plan something to do something funny for money.
All right. And then they can go to the website for ideas.
Yeah.
Is there what are they called? They're not kits, they're work packs. What are they called when you send off for a...
Yeah, no, I don't know that you actually get them physically any longer.
Come on.
But there are millions of ideas online.
A virtual...
Exactly.
virtual pack that'll give you hundreds of ideas, tell you what the money's for. I mean, I don't know about you, Chris, because you're so perky. It's a pretty tough world at the moment. Yeah. And Comrade Relief is still out there every single day, you know, making sure refugees don't drown, getting women out of violent situations at home, making sure that kids survive till their fifth birthday. I mean, honestly, if you ever feel powerless, Red Nose Day is the most powerful day of the year to change someone's life.
And if you, you know, if you're feeling down on yourself, then think about somebody else. And even if you don't like the idea of that because you just can't cope with it, try it and it will get you over the line itself. It will pull you to where you want to be, to
and
a better
place. Mental health, you know, such a huge issue. We started talking about this 30 years ago. Everyone, you know, people were just nuts or crazy or gloomy. But now we were doing so much brilliant
this,
work
this
to get
people
out of drops.
This nose is staying on spookily well.
Yeah, I know.
Because Red Nose Technology, when you began...
Yeah.
The noses, they were everywhere. They were ubiquitous. Everybody went red nose crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big ones on the cars, but they all hurt. There were many A&E incidents.
You put on the red nose and you got a red nose because they made you bleed.
Look, if you didn't rip your nose off in the process.
Yeah.
Then they were spongy. But you must be leading the world in stick-on nose technology. Well, I mean, look
I
at that
you.
Now. There's something else going on behind the nose here.
Yeah.
This is sticking on
It's sticking on perfectly. It's completely recyclable. It's compostable.
It's like F1 technology.
It's all those things, exactly. You know, it's the Aston Martin.
Yes.
It's the Aston Martin of noses.
Not the Airstream. I see you are erring towards the Aston Martin. Martin.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me, look at this. This is unbelievable. This is true. This is 100% true.
What's
currently, it's exactly 50-50.
Oh,
on
that
Instagram.
Is.
Isn't that interesting?
That is ridiculous.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
Oh, okay. That's the kind of some people, that's like the split in life, isn't it? Between people who love comfort and people who love fear.
But when you're doing audience research, right? If 50% of the people that you research, survey, love something, if 50% hate something, you've got a massive hit on your hands.
Yeah.
It's when you get in the grey area.
Yeah,
that's where you don't want to be.
Well, look, I'm happy for children in need, but I hope that we get the best one.
All right, cool. Super cool. Well, you're going to get one of them. That's for sure. No doubt about that. Can we just say, the last time you were in wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And you were here to talk about Genie, your Christmas movie, which I watched, we all watched. Richard, that was a great film.
Oh, you're so sweet.
No, but it really was a great film. I know that you folded your arms now. You're a bit, I don't know, you're always uncomfortable about me telling you how great you are. But it was, I thought, you know, it's not a cinema thing, but it's a Richard Curtis thing. And I watched it. This is a full-on feel-good. You want your, you know, the biggest film that we watch at Christmas, yours.
Oh, Love Actually.
Yeah, if Love Actually did Christmas movies per se, it would be Genie. I thought it was great. I love the twist.
Yeah.
The twist, you can have as many wishes as you like.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we cut the Comic Relief bit out of the film, which was a real shame, because at the very end,
right,
she said, what are your last three wishes? And he said, you know, end world poverty, solve climate change. But when we watched it, it felt a bit worthy. So I cut that bit out. But today I'm feeling worthy and we can.
But nobody would have cared
things.
If you'd left. And also, we did watch Love Actually again at Christmas.
Oh,
and
no. Here we go.
Go on.
Did you like it? Is it okay?
Oh,
I haven't seen it for
a
while.
Better. You forget how much. Do you remember that Bob Altman film, Shortcuts?
Of course I do. That was one of my inspirations.
Because it's not dissimilar, is it?
Yeah. And Nashville, you know, was another one.
There's so much going on. There's so much going on in Love Actually. It is a stunning piece of work.
Well, you're very, very sweet. But the thing in my life that I've been proudest of, obviously, is all this stuff we've done together on Comic Relief.
All right, so Comic Relief, we were talking yesterday about The Snottery back in 1992, which is my first appearance, honour of being asked to get involved in Comic Relief. And it was every hour. And we had this big vat of snot. It was like the lottery. It wasn't the National Lottery. It was the National Snottery.
Yeah.
And you didn't have lottery balls. You had red noses as balls. And it was still a tombola. And I had to delve into the snot once an hour, pull out a ball, and somebody phoned in on a premium phone number, won something funny for money.
Yes. There we go. Peter... Those were in the days before, as it were, text technology and everything, wasn't it? Do
but
you remember?
Imagine how much the
I mean, the first Comic Relief,
now.
You had to send your money in via Coach and Horses. but now it's got so easy. You just text in. I mean, I still, it's so weird. I'm still, you know, we've reached 1.5 billion, Chris.
Control room, round of applause, please, if you don't mind. Here we go. That's 1.5 billion pounds. Okay. And a billion is 1,000 million, and the difference, if you can't sort of get your head around the difference between a million and a billion, Vassos?
A million seconds is 11 days.
Right.
And a billion seconds is 32 years.
What?
That's the difference.
Wow, you're clever. That's how long it took me to decide
and just
whether to get married.
The problem that the billion has with the million is it just sounds too similar.
Mm. Yeah.
Billion should go for a name change.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound so much more, does it?
But now that we've told people that, forget and just think about the difference that 5 quid can make.
Yeah, no, 100%.
You know, that's the point.
Davey was listening to the show yesterday. He listens most mornings. God bless him. Don't know why. Must be part of his therapy.
He's had a bad haircut, by the way. Poor chap.
And he said he thinks he might bring back the snottery for the TV show this year. Why wouldn't you bring it back?
Rick. Okay. Well, God bless him. I mean, the TV show is going to be really great. It's going to be quite emotional because it's the last one that that Len is presenting.
Right. Oh, so Len is hosting the last one.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But he, you know, actually, it's quite funny because he was saying yesterday, I saw him and he said, I think I'll do an appeal next year. So he's not, as it were... He's not leaving
not hanging
the
up
house.
His boots.
He's actually sitting on the couch, exactly. But we've got a lot of funny stuff as usual. The great thing about doing Comic Relief is new things become famous.
Yeah.
During you've got new things to parody, new things to do sketches about. The host lineup, which apparently I cannot reveal,
it's pretty much on Instagram.
Very luscious. And, you know, it's the most impressive one we've ever had.
You know, there's a video up on YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah.
With the host on.
No, those are just some people who happen to present TV shows and be on this comedy video.
I didn't know. So Lenny, thank goodness. So Lenny's going to say goodbye. He's not. So he's doing a Jurgen Klopp. He's here till the end of the season.
Yeah, he's here till the end of the season.
All right,
exactly.
Cool. Anything else? Anything else, Vassos? Anything else, Rachel?
What sponsored thing are you going to do?
Yes, Richard Curtis. Apart from organising the whole darn thing,
running the show.
It's not enough producing the show, is it? I don't know. I tell you what, because I've never ever worn anything apart from black or dark blue.
Right.
Okay.
In my life, I'm the most conservative dresser in the world. I think I might dress in red and get all my friends to sponsor me for that.
Like it.
My favourite one ever was when we stuck my son Spike to the front door with gaffer tape.
Nice.
And then FaceTimed his godparents and said, we're going to leave him here strapped to the door,
unless,
this 11-year-old.
Unless
you give us 100 quid.
Hard cash.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a stick-up?
We made a fortune.
Original stick-up.
Oh, an actual stick-up.
This is a stick-up.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Okay. No, that's super cool.
Cruelty to children to avoid cruelty to children.
What about my odd shoes to school day? Do you remember that?
Oh, no. Okay, you've had so many bad ideas that I've had to pretend I liked and then just quietly forgotten about.
Most of the ones you've used have been other people's via me. Same old story. No, so on Comic Relief Day, you've got to wear odd shoes to school.
Oh, that's very good.
Come on.
That is very
great,
good. And
it?
Then, like, pay 2 quid for pay the privilege of walking in.
You've got and the, left on the right, right on the left, as long as it doesn't hurt your feet too
that's
much.
That's a gorgeous
Come
idea.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, can I just say that? All teachers, all parents listening.
Odd schools to shoot.
Yeah.
Because it's simple, it's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can wear a high heel on one foot, a sneaker on another foot. You can wear one backwards. Come on, it's all the fun.
I tell
and
you,
it's
that's
so
the best
simple.
Idea I've heard in 37 years. which is how
and
long
also because,
we've been doing
because
it.
Because shoe shops just show the one. So people can't nick him. You could actually steal one of one and one of another. Yeah. And you say, I'm committing Comic Relief crime.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that would be fantastic. Remember, how many people are there in the country now? 65?
No, there's more apparently. 70 odd, apparently.
70 odd
million.
Right, that's, and your audience is what? 50 million?
I'd say 60 million.
60 million listening. If each person gives a fiver, that's 300 million, and we'll get up to 2 billion.
But seriously, go with the odd skills to shoe, because everybody can do it.
Okay.
Or tie your laces together. No, teachers have to go with the laces tied together and odd shoes, and kids go odd shoes.
Okay, we've got it.
Done.
Oh, we've cracked it.
All right, anything else before you go?
No, just say, watch the TV show, buy the things, buy the nose, do odd school to Chris Evans' shoe day.
Yeah.
Those are all the things that I would recommend. Oh, wait, though, there is a show that we're doing at the Palladium, by the way.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, man. No, go online.
You keep throwing these shows in, don't you?
Comic Relief Palladium. Well, it's just lots of brilliant comedians hosted by Lenny. Whole new generation, but you know, Rosie Jones, Aisling Bea, lots of things like that. I would definitely
out with
go
the old,
see
in with the new,
well.
live in front of you.
Live in front of you. I'll be in the audience.
Got it. Love it. Richard Curtis, thank you very much. Round of applause for Richard Curtis, please. Control, round of applause for the legend that is. Hurrah! Richard! I can feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my nose.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I feel
too.
It in my nose.
Honestly, I wish you were still producing our show.
Craving some great 80s music? Play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I want your love. On DAB Digital Radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I got my mind set on you. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Love Chris Evans. Woo! Love the 80s. Virgin Radio. 80s Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.